This edition of the Riddler Report is brought to you by mail-to-dale.com, something that rhymes with com. After weeks of being at record low levels, the numbers of New Hampshire Liberty activists, well, that number has gone back up. The number of, I guess I should say, New Hampshire Liberty activists in jail has gone back up. So go to mail-to-jail and write them. mail-to-dale.com, something that rhymes with com. Now, let's talk about CNN's Dana Bash. This is a controversial reporter who has, you know, locked horns with Paul supporters and the Paul campaign, but I feel hasn't really been treated entirely fairly. And I want to just lay out a couple of my concerns with regard to the way she's being treated. Now, certainly, I don't necessarily agree with all of her lines of questioning or the way she thinks or who she works for. But let's take a couple of different looks at this from their perspective. First of all, it's not their job to ask your candidate the questions that you want her to ask. It's her job to ask questions that will fluster the candidate. It's her job to be opposition to whoever the candidate is that she's standing in front of. It's just necessary for good television, and it's necessary for good journalism. The question would be whether, I don't know, you know, is she doing this with the other candidates? Is she giving them all a free pass, a free ride? That I don't know. But if she's asking Paul tough questions and they're not entirely inaccurate, then she's on track. Now, obviously, there's the reason she's controversial, primarily, though, is because she went on CNN and either through a slip of the tongue or for real, you know, said that she was worried Paul would get elected. Now, again, the way I, you know, when I saw this, it looked to me like it could have been a slip of the tongue. And, of course, that's what I wanted to ask her when I went to try to interview her the other night. And that didn't go very well. You'll see the video of that. You know, you probably started already up at RiddleyReport.com by the time you hear this, probably. But but again, it's not her job to give interviews either. So she's within her rights and boundaries and professional whatever to say, no, I'm not going to give you an interview. Let's see. Now, there's another concern I have. I think about the Paul campaign when it's at this diner. And I'm going to watch the raw video, not from CNN, but from a home movie taker. You know, you see Dana Bash, she asks some sort of annoying questions that get asked too many times. I mean, how many different ways can Paul talk about third party, right? But if she asked him, finally asked him a question that I'd never heard before, and I did want to hear the answer to, which was, you know, she was asking him why he left this diner so abruptly, and whether, you know, whether that had an impact on his, does it mean he can't really connect with voters very well? I mean, and she didn't even ask it that harshly. Well, what one of the Paul campaign staffers jumps in and says, well, this interview is over, and they gruffly depart the scene. But I thought it was a completely legitimate question. Maybe she hasn't always asked legitimate questions. I can't follow everything she's ever done. But to me, it just seemed like, no, that was not the appropriate response. Maybe if Paul was out of time, he had to leave, then he had to leave. But you don't leave over the content of a question. That's not how open government is supposed to be done. Now, again, as congressional abuses go, this is not really much of an abuse. You know, it's a slip. You know, Paul is doing a lot of things very fast. Of course, he's going to make mistakes, but this was one of them. And she was in the right on this issue. She was also in the right where she there's something else that she. Oh yeah, she was asking Dr. Paul and company why they were starting to slip a little bit in Iowa right before the actual caucus. And he laughed, and they were acting as though that was the craziest question they'd ever heard. That is, oh, no, he's not slipping. You know, he's rising. Well, he was slipping. Bash was right about that. And by the way, I'm mispronouncing her name. It's Dana Bash, not Dana. I don't know if it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for me to remember to say that correctly. But anyway, Dana Bash was correct that he, for the last couple days, apparently he was slipping a little bit. And the numbers did show that in the actual election and in the late polls. So it's just, I don't know. You don't want to get too huffy too fast when you're dealing with the press. And occasionally, Paul does that. What else? I think those are pretty much all the, you know, all the issues I had on my mind about CNN. I'm not against them necessarily. Heck, I'm Facebook friends with one of their anchors. And they friended me, not the other way around. Although, I guess, actually, there may be a former anchor. But anyway, you know, my thoughts, this edition of The Riddler Report, brought to you by mail-to-jail.com.